Hello, I'm Wendy Terrell, and I'm here to present our scientific poster, Recent Treatment Advances in Dravet Syndrome, Influence and Continuing Need for HCP and Caregiver Education. My co-authors on this poster were Dr. Carol Drexel, Elizabeth Del Nido, and Dr. Elizabeth Thiel. Major advances in therapeutic management have occurred in Dravet Syndrome over the past 2 years. We identified specific educational needs and challenges in Dravet Syndrome for healthcare providers and caregivers as well, that led to the development of this educational initiative. Specifically, clinicians have lacked an understanding of the burden of caring for a child with Dravet syndrome and require education on recent advances in at-home treatment to ameliorate the negative impact of this disease and its comorbidities. In regard to caregivers of those with Dravet syndrome, the family burden is devastating due to recurrent seizures, intellectual disability, and a greatly increased mortality rate, and other disease-related burdens as well, all of which profoundly affect quality of life. Caregivers and families facing this diagnosis have a critical need for education, as well as the drug management of the disease changes. On the first slide of this poster, which is an e-poster with several slides, you could see a screenshot of the educational environment, which we use to put forth both the HCP education and the caregiver education. And this is a shot of a presenter on the Neuro Series Live HCP education, where you could see her on the left, an area where learners could submit questions below her, and then slides that progressed on the right-hand side as well. The education for the HCP portion of the initiative was on Neuro Series Live and Rare Disease Live. The education for the caregiver for the caregiver side of the education was on neurocarealive.com. The accredited provider for the CME program was Global Education Group, and partners that were involved in the initiative included NORD, the National Organization for Rare Disorders, and the Dravet Syndrome Foundation. The educational initiative is supported by an educational grant from Zogenix. The title of the education, which you could see on slide two, is Treatment of Dravet Syndrome, Proactively Facing Key Challenges in Diagnosis, Treatment, and Transition of Care. In total, between the HCP and caregiver programs, there were 6 educational initiatives. They were all broadcast live and online, and then immediately made on demand for 1 year in duration. The programs featured the ability to submit questions beforehand, during the program, and also there was live polling and on-demand polling and downloadable slides and resources. You can see the learning objectives on slide 2 separately for the HCP elements and the caregiver elements, and also the survey methodology that was used to measure the impact of the education. The surveys that we put forth were an immediate pre-test and post-test bookending the education, and then a 2-month follow-up post-test that was able to dig deeper into behavioral impact since it was 2 months following participation. We had a strong engagement, and these programs are still ongoing at the time of this poster presentation. For the HCP programs, at the date of the poster development, there were over 1,500 learners, and participation on the caregiver side, there were over 1,000 participants for the caregiver ed in platform, which means learners that took part on the NeuroCare Live and Rare Disease Live websites. And then as well, we put this education out on Facebook video, and there are 16,900 views so far of the program on Facebook. We asked a series of questions at follow-up, and you could see on the HCP side on the left, 64% of respondents reported the activity positively impacted patient experience and outcomes, and 72% reported the activity positively impacted clinical practice. For the caregiver program, 63% of caregivers reported the activity positively impacted communication with their HCP team, and 38% of caregivers reported feeling more prepared to attend to patient needs. We received many write-in examples from both populations of the impact that the program had on their lives. And I'll just read one or two examples. A clinician said, I pay more attention to caregiver support and evaluation of their quality of life. And a caregiver said, I'm more open about my personal ability to care for my daughter and ask for ways that I could be more effective and request more information when I don't understand something so that I can be a better caregiver. Moving on to the next slide, we see some pre-post results. So there were questions that were repeated before and after the program, and we could see for the HCP questions and the caregiver questions, there were increases over baseline. Topics included therapeutic approaches for seizure control, knowledge regarding Dravet syndrome characteristics, knowledge regarding approved medication for Dravet syndrome, and strategies to alleviate caregiver burden. So our surveying feedback and the pre-post testing all support the fact that CME and caregiver education put forth with aligned objectives, but differently to these different populations, had a positive impact on knowledge and increasing activation as well for the caregivers as far as engagement with their HCP team. So specifically, the education focused on Dravet syndrome characteristics, treatment options, multidisciplinary care, coordination, caregiver burden, and coping mechanisms. And these were areas where we had a lot of our pre-post testing focused. So we do have areas of future education that are recommended on the last slide, and that is separate for HCP and caregiver audiences. And they focus on characteristics of the disease itself, as well as treatment and management. Thank you so much for your time.